Chapter 2. Of course, 12-year-old Candace Miller didn't know anything about a secret letter or hidden fortunes. She was just a girl trying to get through a horrible summer. She sat at the kitchen table, finishing a book she'd read twice before. Then she closed the book, walked to her room, and flopped down on the carpeted floor. Well, technically, it wasn't her room. Her real room was in her real house in Atlanta. This room, small and cramped, sat at the rear of a house unfamiliar to Candace, a house in Lambert, South Carolina, a city she had no desire to be living in. The house had belonged to her grandmother, Abigail Caldwell. Her grandmother had been dead for 2 years, but being surrounded by all of her things had brought a dull ache back to Candace's heart. Candace's parents had been divorced for about 6 months and separated even longer. Her mother had been trying to sell their house in Atlanta since the divorce, yet no one had shown any interest in buying their cozy bedrooms and classic kitchen. Candace's father eventually convinced her mother to let him bring in a contractor buddy to do a remodel. Instead of staying in the house or finding a nearby apartment, Candace and her mother had moved to Lambert for the summer. Candace's grandmother had only owned her house there for a few years before she moved to Atlanta, but she kept the house as a furnished rental property. It had recently become vacant. "It's a sign," her mom had said when she'd sprung the news on Candace. "This way, I won't be tempted to pop into the house every day to see how Daniel is destroying my kitchen, and we'll save a little money." Candace remembered how tightly her mother had hugged her. "As much as I hate that city for what it put Mama through, we could both use a change of scenery." Candace didn't want to move, but not because of her grandmother. It was everything else happening that summer that Candace didn't want to miss. Natalie Thompson's birthday pool party, trips to the mall with Dee Dee and Courtney, summer baseball games with her dad. And their house was in a perfect location. Her friends lived in the same neighborhood. The library was down the street. Her father's apartment was only a couple of miles away. Candace had thought her father would push back against the move. She saw him every other day, sometimes more. Surely he would demand that Candace remain in Atlanta. Maybe she could even live with him for the summer. But her dad never offered to let her stay at his apartment, and she never asked. And before she knew it, she was saying her goodbyes, leaving the only home she'd ever known. Still lying on the floor, Candace ran her fingers along the thin, battered aluminum bracelet circling her wrist. The bracelet used to belong to her grandmother, but she had given it to Candace almost 5 years ago. The letters M.S. for Mississippi, her grandmother's home state, were engraved on the outside of the bracelet. On the inside was the word love. Candace had begun wearing it again 2 weeks ago after their move to Lambert. It just felt right. The back door opened a few moments later, and Candace left her bedroom and returned to the kitchen. Her mom stood at the sink, filling a glass with tap water. Candace was still getting used to her mom's small afro. It had barely been a month since her mother had cut off all her hair in order to go natural. It looked good, but it was strange after the long, straight hair her mother had had all of Candace's life. Still, the big chop was about number 117 on the list of life-changing things that had happened over the past couple of years. "Sorry I was gone for so long," her mother said. "I lost track of time talking to Juanita across the street. What have you been up to?" Candace smirked.
"Just rereading my books. Again."
"Walked into that one, didn't I?" her mom sighed. "I promise. I'll take you to the library today." She had been saying that for the past 2 days.
"Maybe you should check the attic," her mother continued. "I bet Mama's got a whole bunch of old books up there, maybe even some puzzle books or board games."
She finished her water, then placed the glass in the sink. "I need to get up there as well and sort through all of Mama's stuff." She had been saying that for the past 2 years. Then her mother nodded toward Candace's wrist.
"I'm glad you're wearing Mama's bracelet again. It looks good on you."